Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Brian sent me a story about casinos, and I love stories about casinos. And these stories pop up from time to time where somebody says that they won a big amount of money from a slot machine, and the slot machine was deemed to have malfunctioned by the casino, and the casino decides not to pay. And it's one of those things that goes counter to how most people think it ought to be, but that's the way casinos operate. So let's talk about this. Stories out of KOKH, a TV station. Woman claims she won nearly $8.5 million at a casino. Casino won't pay. Erica Stanish wrote the story. And Maribel Sanchez told the TV station that she got up that morning and went to the casino around 7 o'clock in the morning, sat down at the Liberty Sevens slot machine, and started playing. And she was betting $1.25 per spin when she hit the jackpot. And her daughter said, as soon as the machine said she won the prize, the machine shut off. It went black. She didn't know how much she had won at that point. But then things got weird. Linda Sanchez, who's the daughter of the woman who was playing the machine, says, it says clearly the amount that she won, but now they're saying it was a malfunction and not give her that amount. Now, the woman took a picture of the machine after she won and shared it with the TV station. And the picture shows she won $8,469,498.95. But they told her, we're not going to pay you. It was an error, her attorney says. And he's representing, of course, the woman who won and then was told she didn't win. The daughter says, when somebody can easily go up there and lose all their money, and it's a malfunction, give me my money back. It doesn't work that way. So why would it work that way for them? It's pointless. And that's one of the things that this has been happening, especially a lot lately with the modern slot machines that have video screens on them. In the old days, a slot machine had wheels inside it that spun. Okay, the wheels spin and you could do the math on it, theoretically, if you knew how many things there were on each wheel and how many wheels there were. And so if it came up and you won, you won. But nowadays, these machines are all electronic with digital stuff going on inside them. Many of them are networked because obviously this machine could not take in $8.5 million in any length of time to make it worthwhile to pay it back out again. It's probably networked with a bunch of other machines that all combine to pay off these awards. But the weird part is that quite often they'll come in and go, oh, the machine wasn't supposed to pay out yet, because it turns out that they don't set the payoffs to be random like they would have been in the old days with the dials. They set the payoffs to go off whenever they think it's supposed to go off. And so they'll actually have a machine that's not set to pay off the big prize for quite some time. So if it pays off, it must have been a mistake. But you wonder, how do mistakes like that get made, you know? So the attorney says, we're going to go through the process that is provided by the casino at this time. We're going to look at all her legal options and aggressively pursue her rights. She should be paid what she won. The TV station reached out to the Newcastle Casino, and the casino issued a statement. The claim is currently under review. We are following our protocols and working with the claimant through this process, and as such, we cannot comment on this review. TV station asked the casino if it was a malfunction in the machine, and they were told they could not answer that specifically. They then reached out to the machine manufacturer and got no response either. The TV station went inside the casino looking at the Liberty 7 machines, and every machine is marked saying malfunction, voids all pays and plays. The woman said if she wins the money and actually gets paid, she will then buy herself a house, which has always been her dream. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to know, but, you know, there is an entire set of laws that's grown up around gaming or gambling, depending on what you want to call it, and you'd be surprised to find out that, you know, because there's so much money involved, and the people who want to put in the casinos have the money, that they get the laws written in their favor. And so that's why, for instance, if you're counting cards at a blackjack table in Las Vegas, they can come up to you and say, you're cheating, and kick you out. And you'd say, well, wait a second. If I'm just simply very, very observant and can think these things through and discover whether or not I should bet or not, no, they can actually say, no, you kick you out. That's one of the rules. They're allowed to do that. And so there's certain games like that that you can influence if you know what you're doing. I suspect a game like craps, for instance, there might be rules regarding what happens if the dice bounce off the table or something. But the idea that these slot machines, most people would think you walk up, put money in, and the odds of you winning are simply a random one in some big number chance of winning. But in reality, the machines are often programmed where they'll actually tell the machine, you are going to pay off at this date and time. And I think a lot of people, when they hear that, go, wait, is it really? Really? And one of the reasons I know this, I've seen documentaries, I've read about it, and I saw a documentary on CNBC. They do the great American Greed series with Stacy Keach, whose great voice makes it sound like everybody's guilty. And there was a situation a few years ago where they caught a guy in a casino who worked there. He's one of the people who had the capability of getting inside these machines, and he would set them up to pay off, but not on the big, you know, $8 million payoffs, because that's the kind of thing that would get someone's attention. So instead, what he would do is he would set the machines up to pay off the smaller amounts, the fives, you know, $5,000, $3,000, those kind of wins. And he would set them up all over the casino and have his friends go in and play and get the money and split it with them. And things like that can fly under the radar for a little while. But of course, the fact that I was watching a documentary about it with the man's name in the story, he got caught. And they often do get caught. But the idea that you know, it's just a random thing, you walk up and you pull the thing. No, it's not. It's not. And so it's kind of strange, though, to me that the machine can say, hey, congratulations, you're a winner. And they can actually look at the thing and go, no, machine wasn't supposed to pay yet. Sorry. And you're just out. And they call that a machine malfunction. And it doesn't sound like it's a malfunction so much. It sounds like a programming mistake made by somebody who had access to the programming. But, you know, because it boggles my mind that a company that's got access to millions of dollars of stuff to buy millions of dollars in equipment can't tell the machine, by the way, don't accidentally pay anybody $8.5 million today. Okay? So I'm not a big gambler. I don't know if you could have guessed that by my other lifestyle choices. But I'm not a big gambler. But I've been to Vegas, and I've seen the casinos in Detroit. We've got some casinos in Detroit also. I've seen casinos in general. And I know how casinos work. And I'm sure you know this. Most people know this, that instinctively, casinos make their money by you losing. Okay, when you lose, they keep your money. When you win, you walk out with your money, theoretically. I'm talking about the net result at the end of a day of gambling. If you won and you're ahead and you leave with the money, okay, casino lost. If you go in and lose a bunch of money at the casino wins. So the casinos and Vegas in general are a monument to the losers, because that's where the money came from to build the Bellagio. It wasn't a lot of people who went in and won. It's a lot of people who went in and lost. Now, they don't advertise it that way. They don't say, hey, losers, come to Vegas and spend your money. They say, well, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, including your money. But I just find it baffling that these things still happen, and they still happen often enough to make the news. And you know, this has happened before. It will happen again. So my hope, my fervent hope, good word, fervent, is that by adding publicity to this story, that the casino might be inclined to say, you know something, we should just pay this woman off rather than hiding behind the rule and the little sticker that says if we can call it a malfunction, we can just not pay it. But we'll see what happens. I will update you. And I'm going to say this one more time, then I'm done. These shirts are available. I've had a lot of people ask me if they can get a Leto's Law t-shirt. You know, I'm not getting into the business of selling clothing, but I did have my friend Jane Chaika, who put together the logo that I use on the channel, and I put on a couple shirts for myself and my friends, that she put together a channel on Zazzle so that if somebody wants to order the shirt, they can order the shirt. I don't make a lot of money off of them. I'm just doing it to take care of the people who actually want the shirts. So there's a couple colors for the ladies, a couple colors for the men. But if you don't want a shirt, I'm not going to mention it again. But the description is in the description below, where there's a link. You can click on it, go look at them if you want to. But like I said, I'm not here to shill shirts. I'm here to talk about the law and crazy stories like the woman who thought she'd won $8.5 million and the casino said, oops, that was a mistake. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Out on the road today, I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.